Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man...
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Leslie Grossman, Vistage Chair and author of Link Out, co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. Leslie Grossman, leadership.com is her website. I encourage you to check that out. We're talking about five good habits that are might be bad for business. We've already talked about three of them. We talked about being prepared and being independent and helping others. Those are three great things to do, but you got to make sure they don't hold you back. Then the other thing, that our mamas taught us, Leslie, is be polite.
Yes, be right? Polite. And
elbows off the table, napkin in your lap,
right?
All that, right?
Don't interrupt anyone.
Cover your mouth when you cough. All that.
right. But even more so is things that we do in business. When we're too polite, we don't get to contribute, especially women. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to a meeting, right? It's probably mostly men, maybe one or two women, and the men are all interrupting each other. And they're all getting their points.
And the louder the men get, the less the women contribute.
Exactly.
Have you observed that?
Absolutely.
I have observed it.
Yep, exactly.
If you'll watch Talking Heads on television, when there'll be like three guys and one lady, the more the men get aggressive and get loud, the woman is less likely to take part.
Right.
So
women have to learn how to interrupt in a way. The reason because they were taught to be polite and have good manners, and interrupting is not part of that.
Right.
And then you have to sort of get their attention. You have to sort of, women have to speak out. We have to learn how to speak out. You also see in a room a lot of times after a speaker and people are asking questions, often it's the men that are shouting out the questions.
You know, I have to say, in my experience, when I speak at places, the two things that I want to say, I want to give women a real high five for. Number one, women are more likely to go to an educational type of an event to take advantage of thought leadership than men are.
Right.
Ladies, I applaud you for that. Keep doing that. And I have to say that the women in my audience don't mind speaking up.
Well, that's good. Because you are who you are also. You know, you're the kind of person that welcomes that and feels it's a safe place to do that.
Yeah, I hope
Certain kinds of speakers, they won't do that.
Yeah, I hope so.
But you're right. Women are lifelong learners.
That's exactly
thing.
Right. And therefore, ladies, after 10 years, you probably know more than the guys do.
Right, but they don't.
So don't like, as I learned in Sunday school, don't keep your light under a bushel.
That's exactly right, Jim, because even though they know more because they've been learning, they often don't speak out and share that knowledge.
I want to talk about life balance, work-life balance.
Let's talk about that.
This is really tough for ladies, isn't it?
It's very tough, and the
guys
reason
too,
I
though.
Think,
guys too.
Well, I think that's the whole thing. Men and women together have to embrace that work-life together is not, it's never going to be balanced, it's never going to be even, it's like a seesaw, it goes up and down. Rather than try to achieve an equal balance, let's look at work-life integration.
Mm-hmm.
How do we work together, men and women, so that we have both in our life, that we do have a life, that we do have time with our children, but we have to work together and we need help.
So what you're saying is trying to have it all is not even really reasonable, right?
That's right. There are going to be times when we're going to be working more and we'll have less time for those quality of life things. But then there's going to be other times that we're going to have more of the quality of life and we'll be able to reduce the working. And we have to take turns. We need a partner. If you're married, you have to work together on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not married, you need to reach out to friends, family, or get someone to come in and help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do it alone. We need to be partners with people and integrate the two things together.
Well, and in a business, I've said before, you know, a lot of times people talk, they think a family-owned business is, I mean, a family business is where more than the founder of the family work in the business. But every small business is a family business, even if no one draws a paycheck from the company but the founder.
Exactly. As my kids were growing up, I was fortunate. My husband would make it his business to get home if I knew I was going to be late.
Right.
He would be the one to get home.
Yep.
And if I knew he was going to be late, then I worked it out that I was the one that got home early.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
You have to collaborate on it, and it's not one person doing everything.
Having it all doesn't mean you have to have it all at once, does it?
Exactly.
Or at the same time, right?
Exactly.
Leslie GrossmanLeadership.com, right?
Yes.
Hey, Leslie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
Oh, I will. I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Grossman. I told you we'd have fun and get smart when Leslie joined us, and so we did. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.